Welcome to the Embodied Rider podcast. My name is Julika Valentina and I'm an expert for trauma and neuro-centered bodywork for horse riders. Have you experienced situations with your horse where your emotions, mindset or body was in the way and you would have wished for a solution? Then this is the perfect podcast for you. Welcome to the second episode of the Embodied Rider podcast. Today we're talking about welcoming the mistake. That might sound a little bit awkward in the beginning, but I'm sure it's very interesting. To start off, I have a little story for you. I really like to ride the bicycle. Do you? And if so, do you know the feeling when riding your bike and you're on that kind of smooth road? And it's like you're floating, you're flying over the road, and it's such a gentle feeling to feel the wind in your hair. And it nearly feels like you, your bicycle and the road is like one thing. It's like one dialogue of motion. Okay, now imagine you want to take a turn to the right. And there is a cobbled road in front of you. Can you feel how there is an immediate reaction in your body and mindset? So your brain and your nervous system will make a quick plan, a quick solution to make it as comfortable as possible, as safe as possible to be on the cobbled road. And your body probably starts to become narrow or a little bit stiff and starts to close up to get ready for the bumpy road. And maybe you can compare this situation to riding. So imagine you're on horseback. Let's say you're doing a sitting trot and it's going really well and you can really nicely sit to it, and the horse has a very nice position and is soft in its back, and everything is just floating along and is feeling really good, and it feels like this perfect puzzle. It feels like heaven. It's that moment where we feel that we have reached all of our goals for a couple of seconds. And then, do you know how it feels when this puzzle, this perfect situation for mind and body, this harmony with the horse starts to fall apart? And have you ever experienced that it kind of gives you a bit of a anxiety to lose this perfect harmony? And then there is feelings and emotions saying, oh, no, don't go away. You felt so nice. Can you please stay? Can I hold on to it? And I think it's very human to hold on to things we really like, we really love. We don't want to let go of them. So there's a very natural reaction to it. The problem is that we get narrow in our mind. And also narrow in our body when we have fear to lose it. And this doesn't help at all. So going back to the example being in sitting trot. Now if you feel this trot is getting bigger because everything was so good in the beginning and the horse really opens up, like it could be a very positive process, couldn't it? And you just feel that your body isn't able to follow these big steps, isn't ready yet to go with the flow and to go with that reach and range of motion. If we close up in that kind of situation, we would, our body talk to the horse would say, oh, do less, that's too big, because the body starts to close up on it. But actually what we want and what we might still try in our mindset and emotions is to say, yeah, go for the big trot. That's some lovely steps. Please open up. But if our body isn't isn't able to follow the movement. We have a situation where our mindset says yes to this and our body says no. And that's quite a complicated situation for a horse to feel, because it's kind of left alone somewhere in between. So riding to me really is a journey, a lifelong journey, where we need to learn that we can welcome mistakes, because making mistakes really enables us and enables our horse to learn. And even if we end up in kind of a creative chaos, creative chaos can be so valuable for finding new solutions, because sometimes it really puts us out of our comfort zone, and that's where we have to search for new solutions. And that's very valuable. That's sometimes very helpful with horses, because riding is so complex and there is no solution fitting to all horses or to all riders and to all situations. So we need to be creative in our mindset and body to find the correct answer for that specific moment. Many years ago, I used to live in Ireland and I used to teach children. And I remember that we always used inner pictures and visualizations to make riding more understandable to the kids. And we had this one thing where we used our finger and then we kind of painted a smiley on top of the children's chest. And so we said, well, you know, the smiley wants to smile all the time when you ride, so don't allow the smiley to be sad. So especially beginners, you know, the way they tend to fall forward and curl into kind of a fetal position to feel safe in certain situations, especially when horses get quicker than they're supposed to be, or they might even be bucking a little bit. And especially you can say this even in more advanced riders in transitions, that there is this little reaction to the body of curling, of making the chest narrow. And if you think of the situation being in that perfect harmony in sitting trot, your perfect moment, your perfect puzzle, and can you feel how your breath would be very open and wide, because your chest would be open and wide and your smiley would really smile all over the place. And now imagine again that you feel how your puzzle starts to fall apart, and you might feel in your bottom that you're losing the energy of the hind legs, that something starts to be not in the picture anymore, and can you feel how your smiley wants to become narrow, how your chest wants to close up, and so if you can manage in those situations where we lose maybe a quality we were looking for, and we feel that something isn't quite right anymore, if you can manage to keep that smiley, with that big smile, you will stay open in your chest, which also means you will stay open in your heart, really allowing yourself and your horse to make a mistake. And I think concerning working atmosphere and how to create a very good learning atmosphere to your horse, it is very important to let the horse know that making mistakes is allowed. So I really don't want any of the horses I ride to be afraid of making mistakes, because making them is so important, because it shows me where a horse might not be clear, and which vocabulary it might not be clear to the horse, and where maybe our communication isn't clear, so I can work on it. So I feel if we don't allow our horses to make mistakes and allow situations to go worse before they can become better again, we end up in a micro-shaping way of riding, in a way of micromanaging the horse. So we go from supporting the horse in one thing to go to supporting and correcting the horse in another thing. And at some stage, we will be so busy supporting the horse and using sustainable aids that actually we get really busy and the horse gets very dependent on us, because the horse doesn't learn self-carriage and maybe keeping a gate up until you say something else, but you start to maybe push every step to get every step and to get the same energy in every step. And that really, to me, isn't fine riding. Fine riding to me means we're using impulses, we ask questions, we wait for the answer, and really allowing the horse some peace and quiet in between. So to me, riding really means to let go a lot, to see where you're left, and then making good decisions about your next intervention. Because if you're less busy and your muscles are less busy because you're not doing that much of pushing or pulling or whatever it is you're doing, your body will be free and available to feel. And if you have a very good proprioception, you will have very high quality input from your neurons to your nervous system to your brain, and your brain can make very smart decisions on what's your next step, what's your next intervention. So the quality of your riding will improve tremendously. So next time you're in a situation on horseback where you feel that you're losing it, whatever it is, think of the smiley painted on your chest. And I'm sure if you visualize this smiley on your chest, it will make you smile. And that will turn your emotions and your mindset more into a positive picture than to focus on the mistake and what's happening and what you're going to lose. And it's so much better to focus on to the positive picture, on your goal, on where you want this to be. So think of your smiley and think about your breathing, and in your mindset, in your emotions, try to really create an atmosphere where making mistakes is a way of learning, so the horse feels safe with you all the time. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast episode. I'm happy to have you next week. Bye for now, and enjoy riding your horses.